You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Hi, this is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, helping to build stronger and better lives. And today on our Think and Grow Rich Mastermind show for the International Mastermind, we have an awesome guest. Actually, our guest for today is actually a friend that goes back many, many, many years. We won't say exactly how many years we go back. But our special guest today is Krisha Bowden. Now, Krisha, I didn't ask you the proper spelling of that, but I will tell our guest that you are the giant slayer from Trinidad. How are you today?
Yes. Hi. Thank you for having me, and I am excellent and improving.
Wonderful. Well, let's just share with our guest a little about Krisha. Krisha Bowden is the giant slayer with the mantra, I slay, you slay, we all slay giants. She's a God chaser. Actually, that's one of my favorite books, by the way. She's a fire starter with a purpose and a pursuer. Her desire to please God and become all that He wants her to be fuels her commitment to life. She's a testament of radical faith and obedience to God. She is experiencing tremendous career advancement. And at a very early age, this was an awesome experience for Krisha as she left all behind to obey the voice of God. She is now a full-time entrepreneur living a life in total surrender to the will of God. Krisha, can you share with our audience, what does that really look like for you, and how did you all of a sudden, and I said all of a sudden because you're still a fairly young person, and to have done what you've done in such a short period of time, what was the motivating factor that led you on this track? Because so many young people, you know, we get into situations that we really don't think possible to change, but by faith all things really are possible. So how did that start for you?
Absolutely, and I'm excited to share. Actually, I like to say like I kind of stumbled upon purpose, but of course I know that with God it was all intentional. But I was a very driven young lady and still am, and at the age of 17 I left my island Trinidad and Tobago to go abroad to study at Florida Memorial University, my alma mater, where I met Miss Anne. And that's just a testament of radical obedience as well, because I left my island with only $500 and a suitcase to accomplish a dream which was exponential to that, compared to that amount. And my life has just been a testament of radical obedience, because from that place, I was always driven and always wanted more and always wanted to achieve things. And I'm the first in my family to achieve, you know, like a tertiary education and actually go after that. And I went after it. I went after the master's degree and did so many different qualifications and got myself certified. And I didn't realize that I was missing a piece until everything that I built my life upon was snatched away from me. And it was one transition on my job where I had to move from one position to the next. And that was like the pinnacle. That was like the changing point. That was like the shift in my life where I realized that I was existing and not really living the life that I was created to lead. And from that place of wanting more and desiring more, and after that trip, I always say purpose is found on the other side of surrender. And that's why I believe I truly surrender to God and ask him, what do you really have me on this earth to do? There must be more than just the degrees and the accomplishments and the professional and career development. There must be more. And I was in pursuit of the more. And that's how, you know, that's how I live my life.
Oh, I love that, in pursuit of the more. But the more we're referring to here is the more of him and that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that comes with that. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes, yes. And how did you become coined the giant slayer?
Well, that was one of my favorite stories. One of my favorite biblical stories is the story of David and Goliath. And I always like to say that people saw David's victory, but they didn't see the days when he was in the wilderness. And that's kind of how I feel in terms of my success. People see my success, but they didn't see the days that I couldn't pay my bills. They didn't see the nights that I was staying up studying. They didn't see all the preparation that was happening. So sometimes people see the success, but they don't see the wilderness. And David was promoted after he slayed this giant. After he had an encounter with Goliath, then people knew his name. But David was always a slayer. But the thing is, when he had that meeting with Goliath and he slayed, then people knew his potential. But the potential was always there, even before the public display.
Wow, that is so true. That is so true. And because that is really the time of preparation for the power, for the purpose, you know? And
like, yes.
Yes, they don't see that other side. So that is so very true. Now, is there a particular process that you may recommend or suggest as a part of goal setting versus goal achieving, and how do we go from one to the other?
Absolutely. Actually, I don't call it goal setting. I call it grow setting, because I believe a lot of times people fail in accomplishing goals because we set goals and they're overly ambitious and they're unrealistic, but we don't set goals that can grow with us. And for me, in achieving my goals, I always was realistic in terms of, and it's a principle that I learned through Master Math and setting SMART goals, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and with a time frame. And it's something that I've learned, and I use goal setting. So I set goals based on where I am. I set goals, number one, based on my value system, the things that I value the most. I value my relationship with God. I value my family. I value my education. I value my business. So I set goals in accordance with my values, but I set goals not for where I'm going, but for where I'm growing, so that my goals are now in alignment with the growth that I perceive for my life. And this could only come, you know, from God, because Dr. Miles Monroe, he gives a quote, which I love, in his book, The Power and Principle of Vision. He says that sight is a function of the eyes, but vision is a function of the heart. And the Bible says, if a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, right? And I believe that as you come into alignment with God, God gives you vision. Then when you cast vision in alignment, once your heart is in alignment with God, you think God's thoughts. Therefore, when you cast vision, you will accomplish it, because it's about the vision and alignment and growing, really growing with your goals. So going where you're growing.
I love it. I love it. And actually, in Napoleon Hill's book, toward the end of the book, he talks about the brain and the need for us, you know, to grow. Everything wants to grow. And so going to your point, learning and growing really is evident in everything we do, because we're going to always want to continue to grow, no matter how much you achieve. Once you get to the next pinnacle, you want to grow to the next pinnacle. And even if you cannot see it, you create a pinnacle to have something to aspire to. And going back to, you mentioned something earlier in the conversation about the mastermind group. Can you share with our listeners, because some may not know what that is, but your experience with the International Mastermind. Can you share a little about that?
Absolutely. While I was in college, which was, I left Trinidad at 17 years old, as I said, and I had the opportunity of meeting Anne, the Master Builder. And while, you know, I was exposed to the whole concept of mastermind, I was exposed to what a mastermind really is. And what I really take away from that, at that point, I don't think I realized the value of Mastermind and International Mastermind Association. But I would say that it was a seed that was planted. And once a seed is planted with the right nutrients, with the right sunlight, with the right water, it would grow. And what Mastermind is basically a group of like-minded individuals that hold each other accountable for accomplishing the goals that we set. And back then, it was a bother because, I mean, I was a young woman not really knowing the value of goals. So when I was called to meetings, it was like it was so much of a bother. But whether it was a bother or not, the seed was still sown. And now those are the same principles that I have took with me and that have caused me to experience tremendous success. I always had a plan, always had a focus, always had somebody to be accountable to because I'm a starter. And I know that I need a finisher, that person who would say, Krisha, you've committed to do this. Where are you at? Are you, you know, in progress? Are you on the road to accomplishing this? Because as starters, you always need to have a finisher, that person who you're accountable to, that's going to say, hey, where are you at with this goal? And Mastermind is really an atmosphere where like-minded individuals can help you not just to go, to grow. It's like that same principle that I spoke about. Because someone will always share something to help you. Someone will always keep you accountable for the things that you've committed to do.
Well, that will do that. I want to make sure that all of our listeners understand that we are talking with Krisha Bowen. How do you pronounce it? Make sure I'm pronouncing your name properly. Bowen?
Yes, Krisha Bowen. Yes, correct.
Thank you, my Krisha Bowen. Krisha is the co-author of the book Burn for Jesus, a 21-day devotional to reignite the fire of God in your prayer life. She will also launch her book entitled Purpose Diaries, How to Experience Success on Your Own Terms in the New Year. Krisha is a simple girl in a complex world, writing diaries of purpose. She has an innate passion for inspiring people to push past pain and passionately pursue your purpose. And I'd like to have you also share with us, Krisha, how did you actually come to the enlightenment also? And one of the questions I have for you is sharing the books. And so let's start with that first. Mm-hmm. You can share some of your favorite books, and then we will go back to my question.
Okay, absolutely. The book, Burn for Jesus, I would say that really came about, you know, Napoleon Hill talks about in his book, Think and Grow Rich, which is the foundation of International Mastermind Association. He talks about desire and the importance of having a desire and a passion. And at the beginning of the year, I had a desire to be a published author. I had no idea where the resources, where the connections, where anything was going to come from to be able to write this book. But I just had a burning desire, and I visualized this goal, and I set out to accomplish it in the year. And amazing to me, a great friend of mine who I met through social media, it's amazing how God connects people regardless of location, because I'm all the way in Trinidad, and the co-author Kala Arcanon, she is all the way in North Carolina. And she said to me that God told her that I had to write this book with her. And it comes back to desire. I had the desire. It was in my heart. I cast vision. And then she calls me and she says, I'm not asking you if you're going to write this book. I'm telling you you're going to write this book.
Exactly. Awesome. Wow.
And that is where I wrote the book, Burn for Jesus, a 21-day devotional. It's available on Amazon and burnforjesus.com. But it was like, it was a part of me, and God just put the people to be able to help me to actually follow through with this vision that he has placed on my heart. So, of course, the number one book I would recommend, Burn for Jesus.
Absolutely.
I would also recommend Great Rethink and Grow Rich. It's basically all of the principles that I'm talking about, even though at 17 I didn't understand. Now, at 32, I respect the principles of the book, and I use them always. It's one of those books that you don't just read one time and put it on the shelf. Is one of those books that you always have to go back to. And I like that the mastermind group, every week we can, you know, talk about it, discuss, share insights. It's like new revelation. It's like the word of God, you know. New revelation comes every time that you read it. So I recommend Think and Grow Rich. I recommend The Power and Principle of Vision by Dr. Miles Monroe. He talks a lot about vision, and I really have the heart of a visionary. So I love that book. I also like Brendan Burchard, The Millionaire Messenger, because it speaks a lot to my message. Your message is that voice, that thing that God has placed on the inside of you, that gift that he has locked up in you to release to the world. And in this book, Brendan Burchard talks about where he had an accident in the Dominican Republic, and it changed his life. And he asked himself three questions: did I live, did I love, did I matter? And I also have three questions that I ask people in terms of purpose. Did you leave your footprint on the earth? Did you leave your fingerprint? And did you leave your signature? Because we have all been placed on this earth to do something great. And when we die, our legacy should outlive our bodies. So I love and I relate with that Millionaire Messenger in terms of talking about your voice. And when you share that message, just as the word says, your gift will make room for you. He has become a millionaire out of sharing a simple message. And that's one of the reasons I also love The Millionaire Messenger. Power of Focus, Jack Canfield, The Chicken Soup Guy. Awesome, awesome book, because he talks about focusing also in line with accomplishing your goals. He gives practical steps that you can use to be laser focused and to go after your dreams. So I think those are among the top book resources that I would recommend to anyone that wants to advance, not only in life, but in growing to where you're going.
All right. Well, you can tell for all of our listeners that Krisha has a fiery persona, and she is sure to ignite the passion inside of every one of you. And this is why she's coined again as the Giant Slayer. Her life is mission through submitting to the will of God, taking others through a process of tapping into their pain, speaking about it from a place of power, and standing upon it as a platform of purpose. And so, Krisha, I would love to have you share with our audience your thoughts on leaving the old year and entering the new year and what they can do about it. This has been
people always think that on December 31st or January 1st, something magical happens, like fairy dust or something comes out of the sky and some magic happens. But the magic only happens when we are deliberate about it. So I would say to someone in preparation, as I said before, have a growth plan, have a growth strategy. Don't think of everything you want to accomplish in 2017. Think of what you want to accomplish maybe for the first 3 months, January, February, March. We overwhelm ourselves by forecasting these dreams. And yes, it's great to have those dreams and those visions, but I've learned, even in mastermind, that it's great to break them down into action steps. so that they are not only a wish, but that we accomplish those dreams. So I would say break those goals down into bite-sized bits. The only way to eat an elephant is one bit at a time, one bite at a time. So you break down your goals. Perhaps you want to open that business, or perhaps you want to go back to school. It may start with you doing some research. It may start with you doing it on a small scale. Set your goals. January, okay, the first week of January, the second week of January, what am I going to do? What are the action steps that I'm going to take that will enable me to hit the bullseye of that big goal? So I would say break it down into small bits and get into action, have action steps so that you can achieve those large goals.
That is a very good way to end the old year and bring in the new. And when you think about sharing a goal that you have achieved, can you share with us at least one of your goals that you've achieved last year in preparation for this year?
One of the goals that I achieved, I've always had the desire to be a full-time entrepreneur, and on the voice of God and the instructions of God, in September of last year, I was able to leave my job to go full-time into entrepreneurship. But God had prepared me before then in terms of I had identified my voice, my message, and crafted a business that I could now speak about my pain from a place of power, and it now becomes a platform of purpose. So one of my major goals that I accomplished last year was to make that transition from being in the corporate to being a full-time entrepreneur. I was in human resource. And I say now that, you know, I build people for companies, and now I build people for the kingdom.
No, that's right. That is awesome, 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 awesome. And share with us what kind of legacy you'd like to live and leave.
The legacy that I would like to live and to leave is really one of pursuit, one of desire, one of leading the life that you were created to live. And leading the life you were created to live begins with you making a conscious decision to discover what your purpose in life is. There has to be more than just a life of maintenance, just a life of going to school, accomplishing, getting a degree, getting married, having two kids, a white picket fence, and a dog. There must be more to a life of maintaining. There must be some footprint that people would have said that you walk this path and we remember you because you walk this path. There must be a fingerprint, and a fingerprint is unique to each individual, so that everything that you touch should have the mark, your mark, your mark on the earth, and your signature. Something, somebody must be able to remember you, Miss Anne, some legacy to say, yes, Krisha did this, and this was the legacy that she left, and that those are the things that I would like to be remembered by and to create that legacy life.
Well, Krisha, I want to remind our listeners that they are listening to the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show based upon the book Think and Grow Rich. And our special guest today is Krisha Bowen, and she is sharing with us from the position of the giant slayer some goals to grow on, growing goals. And with those goals, she has just been so on fire, so on fire. I am just so inspired and encouraged because I remember when.
Oh boy.
Okay. So share with us before we start wrapping up the show. Can you share with us some success tips or principles that you want to share to help us move forward and grow forward in this year?
Okay, some of the tips that I like to share is that you need to change your perspective, because you need to use Use failure as a tool. Use fear as a tool. Use procrastination as a tool. Everything that had a negative connotation or that held you back from accomplishing things last year, you use those things now to propel you forward into this new year. So use all the negative things. Change your perspective. Look at them as tools. The second thing.
And we are listening to the International Mastermind Association with Krisha Bowen, and we are excited about having her on the show today. And as we talk about going into the new year, we have all of the tools that we need. Krisha was just sharing about changing your perspective, your position, as you move forward with your purpose and with a passion. And so we want to thank all of our callers and our listeners as you enter the new year and prepare yourself for the upcoming year. So with that, we're going to prepare to end our show, and we thank you so very much for listening in, and we will see you next week, same time, same place, and remember, you must have a dream to have a dream come true. This is Anne McGee.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-302002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-302002.